This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And we're coming to you absolutely live from the Victorian Pride Centre in this Joy's 30th year. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9's longest running news and current affairs show since 1996, and we proudly bring you this 27th of May 2023 edition of Saturday Magazine. Paul's on panel, and our special thanks to James for program support on the front desk, and also James, another James, our fantastic podcaster. Now, my returning co-host this morning is our executive producer, Fiona Brook, and it's great to see you in the studio again. Let's get on with it. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Macca. Morning, Paul. Lovely to be in the studio again.
It's lovely. It's lovely. And my apologies if I offended anyone slagging off the tree. But
I think it's very sad story about the tree. And
it was an unexpected news item. So, yes.
I'd worship at a tree rather than Notre Dame myself.
Well, yeah. And because obviously the tree's been there for so long and, you know, culturally it's very significant, but it was the way that
the story
read it. Anyway.
We have a huge show today, Macca.
So who have we – let's start off. Who have we got first, Fee?
Well, tomorrow is LGBTI plus Domestic Violence Awareness Day,
yes,
May 28th. So we have Ben Bjarnason, who is the founder and the director of the Domestic Violence Foundation, who will be on the phone at 10:15.
Which is great.
Then we are talking about the online and the ongoing anti-LGBTIQA plus hate speech that we're seeing, and there is a journalist and a senior lecturer in criminology, Dr. Justin Ellis, who is going to talk about the hybrid media system that we have.
Yeah.
So that's the blend of online and traditional media and how that's causing, why that's making things seem even worse. Then Peter Khalil.
And we're going to speak with Peter Khalil about Peter chairs the security committee. He'll give us the correct title. I think it might be around national security of the parliament. And there's a proposal for, currently the members of it are the opposition and the government. And there's a proposal floating around, or a suggestion, that they should add a couple of members to it from the crossbench. And the Liberal opposition don't agree with that because they said it would reduce their influence, which I thought was interesting.
Very telling. After 11, we are going to be discussing the PwC scandal, which is just ongoing, and we just don't even know how far that's going to go. We have Andrew Podger, who's an honorary professor of public policy at ANU.
Now, does that stand for profit will continue?
Well, profit may not continue after this.
Yes.
How quickly can the government get rid of all the contracts that they probably have currently?
Well, you know, you wonder. It's not often that you get to be gamekeeper and poacher.
Well, it's extraordinary the fact that it's so broad. I mean, it's international at this point.
Yes.
God.
Yes. So if you're listening, PwC, you did some work for the government on robo-debt. Hopefully you know where the nearest Centrelink office is, because you might need it.
Stan Grant, and his stand against racism, and also the ABC, and what they have really got to, what they will really need to do is going to be so interesting to see where this is going.
Do you think, so we're going to speak with Professor Bronwyn Carlson, Department of Indigenous Studies at Macquarie Uni. Do you think the ABC, I think they're a bit slow out of the blocks defending Stan.
Oh, without doubt. I mean, why did we even have to wait?
And it's not even just about the commentary that he made during the coronation broadcast. This is a long stand, you know, he's been the subject of vitriol and hate for a very long time. So I wonder, I'll be interested in Professor Carlson's view on that.
Well, it certainly is two-pronged. I mean, you do have his the component of that particular yes. broadcast. But then, of course, now there's a lot of, there's a big piece in The Age today yes. about all the other diverse and Indigenous reporters and people that have worked yes. for the ABC.
Yes.
So it's endemic. Then we talk about a new book. We have a slight change of scene. We talk about a new book by author Danielle Scrimshaw, She and Her Pretty Friend, a book about the hidden history of Australian women who love women. So that'll be on queer history. And then at the end of the show, we talk to Alice Tovey, filmmaker and comedian. She has a movie out called, a short film out called Hen, and it will be part of
St Kilda Film Festival.
St Kilda Film Festival, which has a special screening at the VPC called Pride Without Prejudice on June 11th.
That'll be pretty good. That'll
so we good. Have an action-packed show.
And we're going to stay away from trees.
Definitely. No trees in the studio.
Yeah. So how's your week been, Fee?
My week has been quite busy. I spoke on a panel about my work, which was well received. Yes, that was quite good, and I've got some really good positive feedback about that. So I spoke on a panel, and I went to the Australian International Beer Awards, which is actually the largest beer awards in the world.
Wow. Where was that?
At the showgrounds.
Excuse me.
So I went and drank all this wacky and some delicious beer.
What was the weirdest one?
Well, look, I did drink a...
Was there a rhubarb beer or something like
no,
that?
Well, I did take a sip of a coconut beer from Korea, and it was really... I just couldn't go there.
Are you a beer drinker at all?
I do love beer, but, you know, I just drink one and then I'm done.
Yeah.
But I do, you know, there's so many great creative beers.
Mm.
So I had a pretty coconut good beer. Week. Coconut beer, yeah, it was disgusting.
You know Norfolk Island, sorry.
Yeah.
One of the signature dishes of Norfolk Island is tomato flavoured ice cream, and it's revolting.
Oh my!
It is revolting.
When I was in Austria once, I decided to try a national dish, and it was pasta, bow tie pasta with applesauce. Oh. Really, a bad idea. Just don't do it, anybody.
Yes, the Austrians have interesting.
Oh, it was it was horrible. Things. So, how was your week, Macca?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Lots of good stuff happening, and a week without multiple disasters, so that was good.
Multiple disasters?
Oh, well, you know, some weeks you have, you know, they come in threes, don't they, Paul? You know, where you think things just roll on. But no, it wasn't one of those weeks. It was a good week.
That's good to hear. I mean, I think that I did find reading the media this week particularly depressing.
Yes, I steered away from it a bit.
Yeah, I've just done a little bit of a dive this morning, and yesterday afternoon. I took a little time off work to sort of refresh for the show, and oh my God, and I could see that there's all these comments at the bottom of an article, and I'm like, I can't go there. Yeah. If you read the comments, you'll just never leave the house. You just like, you know, pull the shutters down and call it all off.
Yeah, it's we have to learn to be able to filter it, and one of the problems is, you know, you open a news page or, you know, whatever, and you're looking at the articles, even just looking at them. Now, did you see during the week Ron DeSantis launched his presidential bid on Twitter?
And there was a meltdown.
went wrong.
Well, apparently, and we will be discussing this during the show, apparently the increase in in hate groups and hate speech since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter has increased by like 73%.
Oh, what a surprise.
It's really...
He's an interesting group of people, Elon, isn't he? Really depends which one that appears.
It really is a very devastating environment, and but Elon Musk's brain what's he? He's got a company that replaces brains. I'm sorry.
They've got microchips in people's brains.
Right, and it's been approved for human trials.
Oh right.
Well, yeah. Well,
are you going to be the first one?
He should a lot of famous scientists experiment on themselves. It is true. He's not a scientist, but I reckon he might have experimented. I mean, doesn't it look like he's already done some experimentation on himself?
Well, some might say that.
Some might.
I wonder what he's experimented with.
we can only imagine.
He could go with a personality bypass, perhaps.
Now, don't forget, everyone, we would love your feedback this morning.
We'd love it.
So
we've even got a question already for Peter Khalil.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you, everyone. So please send us a message or send us a text.
0427 569 949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Thanks, Macca. I'm a bit rusty.
Yeah,
I forgot what it was.
And a heads up for next week. Both Paul and I won't be here. We've got something else on. But next week, Fiona and Nevena are hosting.
That's right. You've got me for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Nevena and I had a great show last time we did that, which was late last year. So tune in for...
And the week after that, it's myself and Dina Curie.
That'll be fun.
Mm.
That'll be a lot of laughs.
Yeah, Macca and Frock Hudson.
How's the breakfast show going? I haven't
very
tuned
well.
In lately,
very,
but I
very well. It's very funny, yeah, very lively, very lots of colour and movement. Of course, you can't see the colour, but it's.
When are we getting? You know, we can actually have the videos and recording,
so
people can actually watch us at work.
Yes. Anyway, we better actually get to work.
Yes, we have a job to do
so
today.
So we're going to speak with Ben Bjarnason in just a moment. You are on SatMag with Macca and Fiona. Stay with us because guess what? There's more.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.